Donald Trump's election victory has energized a string of far-right parties across Europe. With Europe's sagging economies, increasing immigration, and a refugee crisis, those parties were gaining momentum already. But Trump's win gives them a real narrative for success, letting them tell their supporters that if it can happen in America, it can happen in their country too. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
There's an expression in French, jamais deux sans trois, or never two without three. After Brexit and Trump, the French are wondering, will Marine Le Pen be next? Le Pen, leader of France's far-right National Front Party, spoke glowingly after the U.S. election.
Les Américains ont voté. Ils ont refusé le statu quo.
The Americans have refused the status quo. They chose the president they wanted and not the one the system wanted them to validate. What happened is not the end of the world, but the end of a world.
France holds its presidential election next spring. If faced with lackluster establishment candidates, Le Pen is expected to make it into the second round runoff. But no one ever thought she could be elected president. Until now, says the French political analyst Philippe Moreau de Farge.
Something which was considered as impossible is no more impossible. It's a turning point, really, it's a turning point.
Defarge says Trump's victory has energized the National Front and other far-right parties in countries like the Netherlands, Denmark, Austria, Germany, Sweden, and Greece. Dutch politics professor Kasmuda says Trump's win not only shows the radical right how to succeed, but it brings them into mainstream politics.
Because every politician will have to deal with Trump as if he is a normal U.S. president. And it will be harder to exclude radical right politicians nationally because they will say, oh, you're okay working with Trump, but you're not okay working with us. So clearly this is not about ideology. This is just about trying to keep your power.
Megan Green, chief economist at Manulife Asset Management, says the rise of populist parties on the right and left is in large part linked to people's perception that they're not getting their share of the economic pie, that they're being left behind by globalization.
Throughout history, you tend to have waves of populism, and they happen roughly every 10 years in line with the business cycle.
Green says central bank intervention has tended to make these business cycles much longer.
And as a result, it's given populists an extra long runway to consolidate support. So I think that's partly why we're seeing it so incredibly broad-based across the Western world.
Political analyst Kasmuda says while right-wing parties are embracing Trump's movement, they're being cautious about linking themselves too closely to Trump, because if his presidency proves chaotic, that could lead to a backlash against them as well. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.